WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom, resilience, and a whole lot of real talk. Today's topic? Public speaking, the thing that makes most people break out in hives worse than a trip to the buffet table at a family reunion. But hey, let's be honest. Feeling butterflies before a presentation is pretty normal, right? Ever felt like your brain decides to take a vacation right when you need it most? You know that feeling when you stand there, looking at a room full of faces, and suddenly all the words you practice to skip like pigeons from an open cage. Well, guess what? We're going to tackle this head-on. Today, we're going to unlock the secrets of building confidence through public speaking and, by the way, I'm talking about assertion in general, too. This isn't just for CEOs or stand-up comics, it's for everyone who wants to feel empowered, speak their truth, and rock those presentations like a boss. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, whatever keeps you sane, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will transform the way you approach public speaking and life in general. First off, know your stuff. This seems obvious, right? But seriously, feeling confident starts with understanding your material inside and out. When you're an expert on your topic, it shows. You radiate that quiet confidence that draws people in. Think of it like this. You wouldn't climb Mount Everest without proper training, would you? Well, public speaking is kinda like that. Prepare, practice, and conquer. Second, structure is your friend. Ever seen a movie where the plot just jumps around randomly? You probably walked out confused, right? Public speaking is the same. A clear structure keeps your audience engaged and helps them understand your message. Start with a strong opening, build your points logically, and finish with a bang. Think of it as building a house. You need a solid foundation introduction, sturdy walls your main points, and a beautiful roof your conclusion. Third, practice makes progress. I'm not saying you need to be reciting Shakespeare by heart, but practicing your delivery is crucial. Rehearse in front of a mirror, with friends, or even your pet goldfish. They won't judge, and you'll get more comfortable with the flow. Remember, it's like learning to ride a bike. You gotta fall a few times before you master it. Fourth, connect with your audience. This is where the magic happens. Public speaking isn't just about delivering information, it's about building a connection. Make eye contact, use your voice effectively, and speak from the heart. Remember, people connect with passion and authenticity. Imagine sharing a story, you wouldn't just read it off a page, would you? You'd bring it to life with your energy and expressions. Same goes for public speaking. Finally, be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, even seasoned speakers. If you stumble, don't panic. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the slip-up, maybe even laugh it off, and keep going. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up, speaking your truth, and learning from every experience. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're presenting your innovative project to your team. You've put in the hours, practiced your lines, and know your stuff inside and out. As you start your presentation, you feel that familiar flutter in your stomach, but this time it's different. It's a good feeling, a spark of excitement mixed with focus. You make eye contact with each team member, your voice is clear and confident, and your passion for the project shines through. You're not just delivering information, you're engaging them, inspiring them, and ultimately leading them towards success. It's a beautiful thing. Remember, building confidence in public speaking and assertion in general is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep practicing. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a solid, share it with a friend who might need some stoic armor. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's build a community of empowered speakers and rock this thing together. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.